No, it's not going to count.
Hey, ho, we're live.
Hey, ho, we're live. Hey, welcome to a special
Christmas Eve edition.
I got to make a minor adjustment to the camera here. How's that? Looking good?
I think it's fine. Don't you think it's a bit dark?
It's dark in here, but you know what? The sun is going behind
is it
clouds.
It's stark and dark.
Hey, you know what's really exciting? Why don't you scoot this way a little bit, John, get in the picture a little bit. Hey, you know what's really exciting is this is the day of the big giveaway of the tickets.
That's right.
I got two tickets.
The ice show.
Possum's Big Fiddle Show on Ice at the Chicago Hippodrome. We got an announcement about that later too, but here are the tickets right here, folks. Somebody's going to win the there's the light coming back. Somebody's going to win these puppies today. Home with these. I've had calls to the hotline. We're going to listen to those calls and then we're going to select from the callers who gets these fabulous tickets.
Sounds great.
Later today. So, stick around. There's still time to call in. You know, you could call in to the hotline. What's that number again? I don't have it memorized. I'm so foolish for not knowing my hotline number. Why is that? Let's see. Okay. Wait for it. Okay, here we go. Wait for it, people. I'm going to give you that hotline number, all important hotline number. It's coming right up, baby. Okay, let's see.
Okay, I'm falling asleep here.
I know. All right, here it is. Okay. Oh, here it is. Hey, folks, it's 847-920-7587. You can call in still during the show because about halfway through the show, a few tunes, a little more patter, interesting topics, then the tickets get given away to the big show.
I misdialed that and I got the weather.
And I got just time and temperature.
And you got
time and temperature. Hey, what are we going to play? Let's set it.
Let's slide
in here just a little bit more closer to me. Just this way. Oh, right there, baby. Oh, yeah. Here we go. What key are we in?
We're in G for good.
Okay, G for good. Wait a second. Welcome to the chat. Somebody's chatting. Hey, Mike Miller. What did he say? Can you play Uncle Paw's Laugh? Oh, no, we can't even say that. We can't play it. I'm not even supposed to say that on here.
Hey, we're going to play the Fireman's Dance Cotillion.
Cotillion. What is a cotillion, by the way? Let's play it. We've talked already too much.
Mandolin player at Glenville, West Virginia, at the Folk Festival.
Oh, okay. Many years ago.
Yeah, many years. I learned it in maybe 1978 from a guy named Jim Harpst.
Jim Harpst? I never met him.
No, I never, you know.
Just a little country mandolin
player. And he was really into Jahail Kirkhoff.
Oh, I like that guy's fiddling.
That's a tune of that was the source is dry oak.
Well, that's in that country, you know,
Pennsylvania,
yeah, West Virginia. Right. So, what's it called again? One more time.
The Fireman's Dance Cotillion.
Man, I like that. Yeah, that's going in my bag of tricks.
Yeah, that's a good That's a good tune. It's really good.
Hey, I don't know if you saw the news. It was an article that Possum's Big Fiddle Show Media Empire has purchased the Chicago Hippodrome and is renaming it the Possum Dome. They've taken the whole thing over. That was a suggestion. Jeff Seitz said it should be renamed. And I thought, well, why not just go to the board and ask them to just purchase the thing?
Yeah.
And so overnight, actually, it was quite decrepit, but overnight, it's located on the west side of Chicago on a barren parking lot. And over just starting last night, we had workmen in there converting it into a Mediterranean paradise with canals. It's going to look a little bit like ancient Egypt when they're done. And it should be ready for tomorrow's ice show.
I'll be down there.
Well, we're the commentators. We're the moderators. Well, yeah. We'll be there, of course.
Or the young commentators.
I think we'll be there signing autographs and welcoming people into the newly remodeled Possum Dome. No longer the Chicago Hippodrome. What do you got for us, Don? What key are we in here?
We're in G.
G,
You married my daughter, but yet you didn't.
Okay, now that's a Vermont tune, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's from that Riendo family.
Riendo, exactly. Yeah. County 725.
Wow, you know, I've got that record. I've listened to that record a zillion times back in the day.
There's a tune on there, Ask Israel.
So really nice. In A, right?
In A.
Yeah, hard, up the neck kind of thing.
Yeah, real crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
All right, so... Coming over here and playing with you because you remind me of tunes I used to play. That's one I used to play all the time. That's a great tune.
Yeah, we should try playing that together.
Well, all right, next time, bring your drums. I'll bring my drums.
Bring your drums, right?
My cymbal. My electronic psaltery. I was going to bring an electric psaltery.
Yeah.
Psaltery.
boat psaltery. Boat psaltery.
That's something like you'd have in the time of Job.
Do you know anyone that has a boat? A psaltery.
Somebody looked, they missed him and turned the tree into salt instead.
So, what do we have?
I think we're going to... I wanted to ask you, you were telling me a story the other day about your copy of Cole's 1,000 Fiddle Tunes.
So, anyway...
Why don't you show it?
Well, in a minute.
Okay. Tell the story.
So, I had a black Toyota Corolla twin cam. I love this, with the headlights that went up like this, you know?
Yeah. Oh, right. I know the cam. Right.
And it's set
like
on
the eyes opening up. Yeah.
So, stupidly... I must have left the keys in the car or something because it was stolen.
Okay.
And the great Chicago Police Department did like nothing. Not a single thing. I went down there. No, we don't know where the car is. We don't know what color it is. We don't. Just leave us alone. So like a month
later. Bigger fish to fry,
A month later, I get a call from the police department saying, we found your car. So I went with my friend Mike down to the pound, down to the where they put all the cars.
They impound.
They impound the cars. Yeah. And there's a locked area, and there's an area that's not locked. And mine was in the unlocked area, so I kind of knew something was amiss.
Yeah.
Okay? So we walked down there. It was like a half a mile to get. This was the longest. I mean, anyway,
and there was a zillion cars there.
Cars. But there I see my car, because it still had a license plate on the back. But there was just the base, just the, not even the wheels, just a black frame just of the bottom of the
chassis,
car.
Chassis, sort of.
Just the, not even the chassis.
Really?
Everything is gone.
Fenders,
but,
everything.
But in the trunk area was waterlogged, was this copy of Kohl's.
It's going to still get the water stain.
This is the only thing that wasn't stolen in the car was Kohl's 1000 Fiddle Tunes, which I now, it still has, look, the pages were stuck together. Look at this. This is, they're all, it's all, you can't really tell here how bad it is.
And you got to wonder, why wasn't that the first thing they
that's
took?
Exactly.
what's wrong with
anyway,
these people?
That's just a little anecdote, a little antidote.
Well, you know how much I love that book.
Yeah,
it's my favorite. And I'm offering these stickers on my website, blog.charliewalden.com. Just go take a look. These straight out of Kohl's stickers. Right. It's a takeoff on a popular expression. There's a movie, I think, too.
Yes, yeah. There was. Yeah, okay. There was a movie. Yeah. Straight out of Compton.
That's right.
That was a movie, not straight out of Kohl's.
Actually, they got that from me. So
yeah,
I wouldn't want to be.
Actually, it could be about me.
It could be. No,
it's
actually,
straight out of
Coleman's.
Out of Coleman's, which would be like the O'Neills, straight out of O'Neills.
Right, like
Irish.
Michael Coleman.
Like Michael Coleman.
I got you. I'm with you.
Irish fiddle.
Hey, let's have another tune.
Okay. Let's do, this is called Come On Boys, Let's Come Home or Let's Go Home to Anarchy.
Anarchy.
But I think it's Anarchy or Anarchy.
Okay.
It's cool tune. So I got a weird.
It seems like we're down to zero viewers right now, but folks, come on back anytime you want.
Down to zero.
We're
viewers.
Down to zero, but that's okay. We're still on. We're still.
Oh,
still happening.
Man,
it's still
that's
happening.
A bummer.
No, man, don't let it get you down.
Was it the? Was it?
It was the one of my jokes. It was one of my jokes. Okay, here we go.
So that tune is from. Let's see what my notes. I made some notes here. That tune is from Ludwig Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Beethoven. That's from a Bruce Green recorded that from a fiddle player named Gusty Wallace.
Okay.
And that's a Kentucky tune.
All right. That's a great
but
tune.
But I learned it from Whitmy. Thanks, Whitmy, even though you're not watching. Thank you a
he
lot.
He might watch it in archive. Yeah. A lot of people watch this in archive.
Yeah.
I think already we've had, like, from our last episode, like 250 views.
Yeah, that's
amazing. And it's hard. It's unusual to get people to stick around for 30 minutes.
249 of them were me.
Well, okay. You have that many. They were Russian bots. But you know, speaking of bots, let's go right now. It's time. We're going to give away the tickets. We're going to give away the tickets to possibly Big Fiddle Show on Ice. Here they are. I'm holding them right here in my hand. It says two guest ticket, VIP guest ticket. You get to sit in the broadcast booth with Don and I tomorrow during the show while we're giving the commentary, radio commentary right. of the Possum's Big Fiddle Show on Ice in the newly remodeled Possum Dome, no longer in the Chicago Hippodrome. That's Xmas Day 2019. Okay, so here we go. The only way you could win is to call the hotline. And so I've got a couple of messages here I want to play. All right, so we got some calls. So let's play this first one here. You ready? Here we go.
I'd like to get two tickets to the ice show.
Is that it?
Please send them.
Wait a minute. You know, I don't know if you're aware, there is a rule that staff and management of Possum Big Fiddle Show Media Empire are not eligible. So you can't get the tickets, Don. I'm sorry. Okay. Nice try. Nice try, buddy. Okay, so here we got another call. It looks like it's a West Virginia number. Let's hear it.
Charlie Waldron, this is Terry Vaughn. Man, you guys are doing a fine job on there. I just stumbled across you and now I can't turn it off. Keep it up. See you one of these days.
Hey, that was my buddy Terry Vaughn from out in West Virginia. Okay, so Terry, we've entered him as one of the possible winners of the program. Have you ever met Terry?
No,
He is a great old-time fiddler of the old school. Guy can really play well. I really love his playing. Real old-time square dance fiddler. Now, we got another call here. This is the second call, so there's only two entrants for this fabulous prize. Somebody's going to be happy in just a few minutes here. Here we go.
I just want these kids off my lawn. That's all I want. I don't know if you can help me, but these damn kids, they're tearing up my roses. Charlie, it's Nick. I want to put my name in the hat for the Hippodrome tickets. Does it include the free parking for expectant mothers? Because I'm looking for one.
Okay. Thanks. That was our buddy Nick Lloyd from down in Cincinnati. So we got one call from Cincinnati, Ohio. We got another call from the western part of West Virginia. I don't know exactly what town Terry lives in. I can't remember. Sorry about that, Terry. But we got West Virginia and Ohio going head to head. And you know what? You ever watch the Oprah show much?
No,
I used to watch it all the time. And, you know, sometimes she'd have giveaways, but everybody'd go away a winner. And you know, she'd say, "You're getting a car. You're getting a car. You're getting a car." Well, buddy, it just so happens I held two tickets in reserve just for this occasion. So I've got two sets of VIP passes to Possum's Big Fiddle Show on Ice right here. Terry Vaughn, you get two tickets. Nick Lloyd, you get two tickets. Everybody, come on, let's hear it for these guys. All right. Okay, that's the end of our big drawing. We'll see everybody tomorrow down at the Possum Dome in Chicago for Possum's Big Fiddle Show on Ice. Let's put that to rest forever now.
Please.
Please. You don't know how long it took me to make those tickets. Hours.
Okay.
Wait, now, what are we going to have now?
Key of D.
D, yes.
This is called Old Time. Old Time Johnny Don't Get Drunk.
Okay, let's hear it.
That's it.
That's the whole tune?
That's the whole tune. Oh, I'm so sorry.
It really is old time.
I added an extra beat there when it wasn't for...
Yeah. we got a light. We got somebody watching now. We had two there for a second. We got one like. If you weren't watching earlier, by the way, we've already given away the tickets to Possum's Big Fiddle Show on Ice to Terry Vaughn and Nick Lloyd. They're both going. They got an extra ticket. Take whoever they want, plus one.
So ask me about that last tune.
What was that last tune?
So that's called Old Time Johnny Don't Come Home Drunk. And I
As
think
opposed
I
to
thought
the regular.
I thought I wrote it.
Yes.
Okay. But really, I took Dubuque.
Yes.
I took a little bit of Coles, and then I took a little bit of Hill Country Tunes by Samuel Bayard.
Yes.
And I mixed three tunes together.
Which is an excellent book, too.
Yeah, which excellent book. So that's my tune. I mean,
That's nice.
That's my,
but it's close enough that if I just walk by a campsite, like a cliff top or something, I heard you play, oh, it's playing Johnny Don't Come Home Drunk.
Right. But similar.
It's very it's close enough
it's
that
similar.
You would not
similar.
But it's close enough that you wouldn't go, what's that, son?
Yeah, right.
You're messing it up or something.
Yeah, it's similar.
It's just like your own way.
So
now there was a mystery tune you were gonna play.
A mystery
tune. Something that you don't think anyone else might know, and we want people to we only know the A part.
Oh yes.
And we want people to if they would, please comment in the comment line. Hang on, not just yet. Comment in the comment line if you know the name of this tune, and if you can teach us the second part.
Right.
Now, what
we're
key
missing
is,
the second
what
part.
What key is this in?
It's a G. G for good.
Okay, here we go.
I think I've said that.
Secret special tune. Great tune. I don't know, you know, I don't remember where we picked it up, actually.
Yeah.
But it's kind of just dropped out.
But
if anybody knows the name of that, and can teach us the second part. We just put it in the comment line there. Or you can chat with us right now. We'll
or
be glad
you can
to
chit. You can chit with us.
Chit chat.
A chit.
Well,
what is a chit?
Well, here's what happens. See, they chat at us, and when we return an answer, that's the chit. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a tune from your area.
Down in
it?
Missouri, yeah.
Called Blue Mule.
Oh, that's an Art Galbraith tune.
Oh,
that's okay. I associate that with him. I associate that with Cyril. It's definitely an Ozark tune, uh-huh. I'd say. That's the Blue Mule. That's a nice rendition of the Blue Mule. Yeah. Really nice. It's even, too. It comes out. A lot of them played kind of a crickety version.
Yeah, seven extra notes.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It was like a kind of like Dave Brubeck version of Take. It was called Take Five Blue Mules for Sister Sarah. That'd be a good title for a Take Five Blue Mules for Sister Sarah. That'd be a good title for a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's with the egg, Don?
This is, I wanted to do this for this show.
Wait a second, we got one. Good morning from Campbell River. Hang on.
Oh.
Campbell River, British Columbia.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Hey, how's it going, Campbell River, British Columbia? Is it cold up there? Is it cold up there? No, they can't. Okay. They can type. We can talk.
I got
That's it. This is the right. Chat. We're the chip, you see.
So,
chit chat.
So hey. I'm thinking for next show, we do an egg trick.
Oh, that's an excellent idea.
Isn't that a good idea?
But you're not going to reveal the trick at this
juncture. It has something to do with vinegar.
Vinegar and eggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know, I've heard when you're boiling an egg.
Yes.
Hard-boiled eggs, you put a little vinegar in the water. I don't know why that is. No, it's when you're poaching eggs.
Oh, you put,
put a little vinegar in the water. Or, I think it makes the egg kind of...
Or when you're poaching cattle.
Poaching cattle. You would want a lot of vinegar.
A lot of vinegar. Pepper spray, too. You know...
What if you're poaching grizzly bears?
Well, that's a big problem. Okay. So next week, a little
egg trick. A little science experiment.
Yeah, a little science experiment. Right. Might take 3 days.
Okay. We'll do it in time lapse.
Okay. Because how many old-time music and science shows are there?
There's not that many old-time music shows.
Well, that's true.
So old-time music and science would be a trick. And I think
we should have a science experiment. Every show should be a science. So people learn a
If they don't know anything about science, like me,
yes,
then they'll...
This is as opposed to like stupid pet tricks or something on TV. Okay, so you know, I think we're bound down to near the end of this episode. I want to thank everyone who tuned in live. Of course, you can watch this in archive anytime you want. It'll be up on my YouTube channel. Remember the expression, at Big Fiddle Show. If you type that into the Google, up will come the entire... Possum's Big Fiddle Show Media Empire will appear before you at Big Fiddle Show. We're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Reddit, we're everywhere.
What is Reddit?
Reddit. Oh, well, that's an entire Reddit.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
it's a bulletin board. It's a big bulletin board. Massive.
Right.
Someone was asking me if I was at a party the other night and I was playing, I think I was writing with my left hand and she'd seen me playing the fiddle with my right hand, you know, and she said, "Are you an Aquarian?" And I said, "No, I'm a Capricorn." She says, "Well, I'm looking for left-handed Aquarians." And I said, "If you go on Reddit, there'll be a subreddit for left-handed Aquarians. I guarantee it. There's one for that's pretty obscure, you know. There's more left-handed Aquarians out there." Yeah. She was seeking her people, the other left-handed Aquarians.
Yeah. It's like
it's out there.
Yeah,
it's out there. It's a community.
There was a string band where everyone in the string band was missing a digit. No, it had an extra digit.
The polydactyl
string band.
Right.
That's right. Okay.
Okay. All right. We're going out, folks. This is our last tune. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. If you're just tuning in again, I said you can just go back up and watch the whole thing in the archive in just a few minutes. It'll all appear magically on YouTube as a regular video. So, Possum's Big Fiddle Show for Don, for me, for all the staff and management here. We'd like to wish you a happy holiday and be safe out there. What's it going to be? G? Thank you.
Aboard the Ship.
That's the name of that.
The name of that tune from the Volvo Backdriders.
Wow, okay. And y'all get aboard the ship. We'll see you next time. Next Tuesday. I think we'll be here next Tuesday at the same time. Don't forget the egg.